up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 181. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about antibiotic de-escalation in septic patients, answer the drug information question, is linezolid ever bactericidal, and share a resource about financial advice for pharmacists by a pharmacist. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode181. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for this episode recently appeared in a weekly literature digest for members of my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. Every week, I send the Academy members a summary of the most important Critical Care Pharmacy articles, including my analysis of where the article fits in practice. You can find out more at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. The title of the article is Collaborative Approach of Individual Participant Data of Prospective Studies of De-escalation in Non-Immunosuppressed Critically Ill Patients with Sepsis. The lead author is Antonio Gutierrez Pizarraia. This was published in Expert Review of Clinical Pharmacology, March 2017. Antibiotic de-escalation is frequently considered for critically ill patients with sepsis. This study was a meta-analysis of published studies that have compared antibiotic de-escalation in non-immunocompromised patients with sepsis admitted to the ICU. 817 patients with severe sepsis or septic shock were included in the analysis. De-escalation was applied in about a third, or 274, of these patients. The authors found no differences in hospital length of stay between the de-escalation group compared to those who did not receive de-escalation. The authors also found significantly lower hospital mortality in the de-escalation group as compared with the no modification group. The de-escalation group had a 25.9% mortality, and the no modification group had a 43.1% mortality. De-escalation was also found to be a good prognostic factor for mortality in both gram-negative and gram-positive infections. The authors concluded in our study there was an independent association of de-escalation and decreased mortality rate. I think this meta-analysis is a big deal. Antibiotic de-escalation previously had a very low level of evidence to support it. In any guideline, de-escalation was listed as either a best practice statement or expert opinion. Now we have a meta-analysis that shows an independent association of de-escalation and decreased mortality rate. This should make the case for stewardship in this area even stronger. It's critical to note when applying the results of this analysis that it is limited to non-immunosuppressed patients only. The drug information question for this episode is linezolid ever bactericidal? The answer is yes. I filed linezolid away in my brain as a bacteriostatic drug, but it's not 100% true to say that linezolid is bacteriostatic. Linezolid has bactericidal activity against some strains of pneumococcus, Bacteroides fragilis, and Clostridium perfringens. Bacteriostatic drugs are generally not used for bacteremia, but linezolid breaks this mold as well. It can be used for VRE bacteremia. And the resource for this episode is the website yourfinancialpharmacist.com. This blog is written by pharmacist Tim Ulbrich, and it focuses on educating pharmacists about financial topics such as eliminating debt, saving for retirement, building financial IQ, and balancing financial priorities. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.